to save myself.
I understand it's your birthday.
Yeah. The party's just getting started.
His name is Callum Lynch. We've traced his bloodline back 500 years to the Assassin's Creed.
As anyone in the world knows or cares, you no longer exist.
What is this place?
This is your second chance.
What do you want from me?
Your past. You're about to enter the Animus. What you see, hear, and feel are the memories of your ancestor, who's been dead for 500 years.
Wait a minute!
Welcome to the Spanish Inquisition.
Yes! I've waited all year for this movie, and it's finally here. Assassin's Creed. Yes, the Creed. What's the fucking code again? We live in the shadows, fighting the dark, the power of the darkness coming for the light. Something like that. Whatever it is and stuff. You can tell I'm a huge fan of the game, right? I love this set. I've been waiting for this movie, and these trailers are beautiful. So beautiful here. And so far, critics have done nothing but to shit on this film, Assassin's Creed. So I missed all my screeners due to this fucking piled up ass week of films here. So I saw this pretty much Tuesday night or something like that, whatever it is and stuff. And I said, oh, watching it with them diehard Assassin's Creed fans. Yeah, that's right. I saw one nerd in there. She had like this Assassin's Creed shirt on and stuff like that. Her hair was different color and shit. One dude had the hoodie on and shit like that. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Next time I just stick to my fucking screens. I don't want to be here with these people. Anyway, but getting to the movie aspect, like I'm saying, critics have been shitting on this film. So now you're going to hear the one true opinion, because fans are liking the film. I've been doing some heavy research on it and stuff. I'm seeing fans that had early screeners to it. They're talking about, oh, I loved it. I'm looking on IMDb, which I normally don't do, but I just wanted to see the user reviews. And it's got like a, 7.0 or 6.9 or something like that. And most of the reviews on there were like 6 and higher. So people are liking this film. Now, as it comes from the one true Assassin's Creed fan here who's played every one of the games, I even have the goddamn flag from Assassin's Creed 3. I got the blade. I got everything. You know, I got the little miniature sword that they had in Assassin's Creed 2 as well. I got all that stuff. I love Assassin's Creed. It's my favorite game series. But the games have been kind of fucking sucking, actually, lately. Oh, actually, they've been sucking for quite some time, actually. Ever since that third film, they've been sucking. And I've only liked 2 so far out of this whole new franchise. But that's just like, I don't love them as much as I did with Ezio or Aldator. And the only 2 I've liked was Rogue and Black Flag was okay. That's probably my third favorite out of them. Rogue and Syndicate, which I did enjoy Syndicate. I don't think I said that last time we talked about Assassin's Creed. But I'm going to go ahead and plot synopsis and tell you my thoughts on the movie. But then I thought about this right before I started and said, I don't know what the fuck this movie's about, son. This movie is dog shit. And this is coming from a hardcore Assassin's Creed fan. This movie is horrible. It is god awful. And I'd love to give you a plot synopsis, but I literally don't know what the fuck this movie's about. You got people, the general audience, like my co-host Cody or something like that, talking about, I don't care what the critics say, I need to check this out. Well, buddy, take this from me. You don't need to see this movie, because if you thought you was fucking confused playing them video games, oh my god. This shit just added another layer of confusion to the point where, at least with the video games, I kind of understand where they're going to. I just think they kind of suck ass. But in here, I don't even know what the fuck this was leading up to, baby. I don't. But to give you a minor story here, you got Cal Lynch, slash Aguilar. It opens up with Aguilar, who's played by Michael Fassbender, dual roles here. And he's in the Assassin's Creed's temple. And this is where they get the finger chopped off so they can wear the blade, the wrist blade, and stuff like that. I think it was somewhere around the second game, maybe in Brotherhood or something like that, where they realize, oh, we don't have to chop your finger off of this blade to work. You can operate this blade with all your fingers. Oh, that's even better now. And so in here, it looks like they're keeping that original tradition in here where they just say, fuck your finger, it's got to go. And he becomes an assassin. We move forward to young Michael Fassbender. I don't know who the kid who played him. And he's already parkouring with his bicycle, busting his ass. And so he's not good at it. And only for him to run home one day and to see his mother bleeding out, pretty much dying. And he sees his father in the assassin's robe and with a blade in his hand. And he turns around and he and his car's running. He tells his son, run, go. Son just runs straight forward. Next thing you know, we fast forward, what was it, 20 years later or something like that? Maybe 15? I forgot. And we got adult Michael Fassbender now. And he's in prison. And they pretty much tell him, hey, it's your birthday. And he's sitting up there. He's smart. Dialogue sucks in this fucking movie, too, by the way. I like it. And second of all, you can't understand a word they fucking saying. It's like, open your goddamn mouth. Especially when it comes to this brother, Michael Kenneth Williams. Good Lord, brother. Good Lord. I actually like him as an actor. I don't love him or anything like that. But given the right material, I think he could really stand out. Oh, boy, did he stand out in this shit. Goddamn joke. But either way, Michael Fassbender, they put him to sleep. Pretty much they about to kill his ass. He murdered someone. And next, you know, he wakes up. Mary Alcantara, who plays Sophia there, working for her. She's the daughter of the head Templar of this, I forgot the name of this fucking place. Astergo. Yeah, I was like, Asperger's? What the fuck is it called? Astergo. And Abstergo. And she's the daughter of, you know, Jeremy Irons, who plays Rick in here. He runs Abstergo. And she's pretty much using him because trace the lineage back. Aguilar, they're trying to find the Apple of Eden. She's merely a scientist. And she wants the Apple of Eden to cure violence. They keep bringing this up, talking about violence. We want to stop violence. And he's a perfect subject, too, because he's kind of violent. We want to end his violence. We want to end the world of violence and stuff. Where Jeremy Irons, he's like, fuck all that. I'm trying to rule the world, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to rule the world with the Apple. And in the movie, it's not really fucking clear what the Apple can do. Like in the game. So then we kind of fast forward here. You never really get where Marion Cotillard, her fucking allegiance is. Like, it's the most baffling thing ever. At first, I thought she was going to turn on Jeremy. And we was found out she was like the chick who was helping Desmond in the first game. She turns out to be an assassin. Maybe it was going to be a sign or something like that. But no, there's nothing like that at all. She just don't know. And half the time, you can't understand what the fuck she's talking about. I'm just sitting there going, scratching my head like, was that a fucking sentence? What was that? I don't even know what she just said right now. We fast forward here to find the apple. Next thing you know it, all the other assassins that's at this Abstergo facility, such as Michael Kenneth Williams, even his father, who's played by Brendan Gleeson, is there. Joseph Lynch in the film. I don't know who the fuck these other people was, and I really don't think it was that important, to be honest. They barely showed up, and they died, except for one of them, which is a woman, I believe. And they end up killing Jeremy Irons, taking the apple and running forward and saving the world, I guess, today. Okay. Let me get my positives out, little positives I do have here. The one thing they improved differently from the game is the Animus itself. The Animus here is badass. It's almost like some Doctor Strange shit, right? Real quick, like where when she touched first Doctor Strange and he just went into this whole other realm and universe and stuff like that. That's kind of like this was. And it's kind of weird that they don't tell him any kind of information or nothing. They just bring him out, drugged up and shit. And next you know, they attaching these blades to him. They're attaching these things around his waist and shit. And next you know, this thing picks him up and just... it like jolts him like forward to the ground, only like it's almost like it's using its force to push you into a different mindset. And then you don't even know what your body is doing on the outside world because your mind is self-consciously in its VR world. So, and I love how they were able to show, like, all the people that were looking at Michael Fassbender as Cal Lynch. They were able to see him climbing walls, what he was doing. Pretty much it was like watching him play virtual reality or something like that. That was a really cool aspect of it. Actually, I want to applaud the film for having that one trait in the film that actually looked better than the game. It felt more innovative, and it felt more... almost, you know, you're involved with the movie at those moments there. Because in the video game, that motherfucker just lay in a bed and a fucking screen floats over his head. He's like, oh, I'm there. Oh, nap time. And then you wonder why how that human person becomes a fucking assassin just overnight and shit. So they do that much better. The action scenes in here looked good. The only problem with the action scenes is they're fucking edited all over the place. Because when you go to the Spanish... another positive too. When they go to the Spanish Inquador, here Aguilar and the rest of them, they all speak Spanish throughout. They're subtitled. They don't never speak a lick of English throughout this whole trade. That's a positive right there, because most of the times they make these movies to, you know, especially when they're overseas or something like that, they always speak English to help the audience, whatever, because they, you know, people are too stupid to fucking read subtitles. But the whole time they were in that world as Aguilar, they were always speaking Spanish, and it never broke that. I like that part about it. The action scenes in there look great. The problem with that is because Aguilar is teamed up with, I don't remember the name of the chick that played the woman you guys see in the trailer, who's also an assassin in here. But it's constantly going back and forth with the camera on her to him, Aguilar to her, Aguilar to her, Aguilar to her. And it never gives you time to stay focused on these beautiful shots that are happening with action scenes. Everything you see in the trailer of the action sequencing happens in this movie. Like the part where he flips off the roof and he turns around and throws the knife and stuff looked cool as shit. The problem with that scene is it doesn't linger to let you enjoy its beauty or anything like that. It shoots away right quick and you're just like, oh man. I know some people are bitching about the rated R and stuff like that. I don't give a fuck about that. Hell, personally, this movie did not need to be rated R, okay? You need to see blood. No, you don't. You know why? Because the cameras cut so goddamn quick, it wouldn't have made a fucking difference in the first fucking place. Like I said, only certain directors know how to work with rated R films. And there's very rare few of them. When they do rated R films, Warner Brothers, DC, they just look like goofy-ass, silly movies and stuff like that. Not to say that this one ain't goofy and silly and shit like that, but ain't like making it rated R would have made it any better. Ratings don't make movies better, okay? Let's just get that clicking theory here. Another thing I liked about here, Michael Fassbender, that boy is trying. He is really trying. There's some terrible fucking dialogue here. There's a moment where the scene where he's fighting, and you see it in the trailer, he's fighting the guard and stuff like that, and they're taking him back to the Animus, and he just starts singing, I'm crazy, and he's just like, what the fuck is going on right now? There's dialogue, and he's just like, the party's just beginning, and he's talking about his birthday or whatever, and it's just like, oh, please, don't ever fucking say that again, please. He's acting really the best he can with this material, because you can tell they didn't write a worth a lick a damn for this fucking movie, and it's just clear to be right there, too. But he's trying. Marianne Cotillard, she's all right, I guess. I mean, half the time, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't understand a word she said. Jeremy Irons, he's barely in the damn film. And you really don't know the motivation of Jeremy Irons and Marianne Cotillard. This movie spends more time outside focusing on Cal Lynch's character than it does on Aguilar. And this was one of my problems going into this movie. I talked about this last year. I haven't really talked about it this year that much during these trailers that came out, but I didn't want this movie to be anywhere near the game. That game gets so convoluted the longer this series goes on that it just chill. Even the games gave up. They said, fuck that. We like Fox now. Continuity, smotinuity. We don't give a fuck about none of that and stuff. And this movie suffers from the same goddamn issue that the games does. It spends more time outside of in the real world, if you will, considering than you spend with Aguilar. And the times where the most dramatic moments are about to happen in Aguilar's character, they pull him out of the Animus. Oh, it's too much on his body and stuff like that. We have to pull him out. But the story of Cal Lynch here ain't fucking interesting enough to keep up with him. It's kind of like what they did with Desmond here and stuff like that. So at that part, I don't fault it for doing that, because that's what the game did. But where I will fault it is for, I won't fault it for its, you know, its writing on that part, but where I will fault it is its problem is it shouldn't have copied the game in that aspect. It should have stayed with Aguilar. We should have followed this. And this is what I was saying a year ago, too. It's like, they just need to show whoever's going to play the quote-unquote Desmond character once, get his story out the way, and like in the first 25, 30 minutes, whatever, open it up, put him in the Animus one time, have him come out of it like 5 minutes later or something like that, just get a feel for it. 10 minutes later in the movie, get back into the Animus. Rest of the movie is straight Animus. So you look, we're talking about 25, 30, 35 minutes set up here of him outside of the Animus, and then like a whole hour and a half, because this movie's almost 2 hours. It's 1 hour and 56 minutes, 2 hours long. We're talking about 1.5 hours of him in the Animus, getting the story of the assassin, learning who the Templars are, setting up a sequel or something like that, setting up, not even finding the Apple of Eden, setting up a mystery about it to locate it in the next film here. But no, this movie doesn't do any of that. And I don't want to toot my own horn, but maybe I should have worked on this film, you know, because that's pretty much what everybody wanted to see. I mean, I played the hell out of these games, and I've seen enough or whatever to know what the hell people want and what I want out of it. And, hell, you know, what am I talking about? People actually like this fucking, fans are actually, some of them are actually liking this fucking film, so what do I know here? The problem here, though, is when you get outside into the Cal Lynch character, no one is that damn interesting. And you get to these side assassins, and they just keep saying, everybody, well, at least Michael Kenneth Williams' character who played Musa, he'd say, some people call me Musa, I call myself, the, and just like, nigga, what is, I don't even know this nigga's name in the film. He was looking at him and just going like, okay, who are you again? Like, what are you? And you really don't even know their whole motivation, if they're assassins or what is it? I mean, and then you find out it's like, later in the film, they're slowly telling, oh, He's gonna lead them straight to the Apple of Eden. He's gonna break the creed or something like that. Because Michael Fassbender's character throughout the film, he's kind of like, I don't really care. He's like, I'm just trying to get this over with and get it done. And then, you know, Jeremy Irons pushed him to sell him his father is here. He's like, you know, you're angry that your father killed your mother. He's like, what would you do if you confronted him? He's like, I'd put a knife through his throat, whatever. He pulled out the same blade his father used to kill his mother. But then, Brendan Gleeson told him, you know, his wife, was willing to die for the creed. And that's pretty much in every game. These assassins are willing to die for the creed, live by the creed, die for it, and stuff like that. And she died knowing that she had to die for the creed and stuff. So he explains that Michael Fassbender kind of tells him to go fuck himself and kind of leaves him there. Doesn't kill him or anything. Like he says, put me back in the Animus. I'm going to... And it seems like he's against the assassins at one point. It was really fucking confusing in this part. I was just sitting here and just going like, so are you helping the assassins? Are you not? I don't even know what you're doing anymore. And even when you get back to Aguilar's world, they got villains in here that I don't even know what the fuck you would call them. They got this one big dude, like a goddamn Mongolian or something like that. He don't have a lick of dialogue in here. So you're thinking like, oh, he's going to take over this Templar here, who's supposedly the villain, but he's old and weak and shit. He's probably going to kill him, backstab him, and take over his regime. Assassin's going to have to... No, he's just a fucking hired henchman who's big and shit. I mean, there's like nothing. There's like no kind of creativity to this world whatsoever. Like, it's nothing here. The best you can get out of the Aguilar stuff is some cool-ass parkour scenes, some knife throws, and that's about it. Everything else about it is fucking weak. And I fucking hate the fact that they crowbarred in here a fucking love interest. What in the blue fuck? And when you travel into the whatever time frame, Ezio, Altair, shit, I don't know any other people fucking names, whatever. I ain't gonna, other than that, that's all you need to know, to be honest. But when you travel to the Animus world and stuff like that, not one of these motherfuckers had love interests and shit like that. Like, love interests. And when she dies... Because the girl that's in the trailer you see is the assassin. They're lovers or whatever and shit. But, and they're willing to die for the creed even if it costs them love and shit like that. And just like, who the fuck came up with that idea, huh? Who in the hell came up with that decision? So when they kill her, he loses his mind. They have this fight scene that means kind of nothing, absolutely nothing. The Templars end up getting the Apple of Eden, which, by the way, once they find out where it's located... It was buried with Christopher Columbus. They go to his grave. It's still there. You know, no one came across it. No people that buried him didn't say, what the fuck was this or anything like that. It's just there. It's in a box. happy enough for him. He's just like, I really don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore, to be honest. Like, and this is about an hour and a half into the damn film. We got about 20 minutes to go, and I'm still sitting here checking my watch going, next thing you know it, I guess, this shit just confused me even more. I got lost, people, so you're going to have to bear with me. When he locates the Apple of Eden, if you will, he breaks the Animus. It just shuts down. It's just on. Like, I guess he overpowered it or something with his moves he was doing or something like that. And then all these, like, fucking Jedi ghost appear. Jedi assassin ghost forms, whatever, appear. Like, they Jedi. They got hoods on and shit. And they circle around him, and everybody else can see it. They're like, ooh, what's going on here? But Jeremy Irons, they're like, we got to get the hell up out of here. The assassins are taking over the building right now. Michael Kenneth Williamson, they're leading a charge around. They're dropping smoke bombs. They're killing us and stuff. We got to get out of here. And he's talking to the assassin, and his mother appears in ghost form. And she tells him, you know, the whole creed and all that stuff. And he starts to shed a tear a little bit. I'm lost in the motherfucker at this point. I was just like, holy shit, dude. I was like, damn, I played every one of these games multiple times. I think I need to go back from the beginning with Assassin's Creed 1. I need to pull the Xbox 360 back out, put Assassin's Creed 1 in there, go back from 1 to 2, Brotherhood, Revelations, third one, Black Flag, Unity, Rogue, Syndicate, whatever the hell the other one is too, is if there is more stuff, the one on the PSP version or something like that, the Chinese Chronicles or whatever shit, because I need to figure out what the hell was going on in this scene right here. They whatever they were talking about didn't make a lick of fucking sense whatsoever. I was just like, they just quoting shit now. Live by the dark, live by the creed. Creed live in the dark, I dark. What? What the fuck are you talking about? And then Michael Kenneth Williamson, they walk in there. It looked like he was getting ready to kill the Michael fan, but then they see him talking to the sun, they like, so whose side you on now, brother? And he's like, we have to stop the Templar. And he's like, okay. And then they have this big-ass fight scene or whatever. That's where you see them with the bow and arrow and stuff. People die. Most of the assassins die. Three of them manage to get out and escape. And they got this cool-ass shot of Michael Fassbender, who crawls up the Animus and escapes to the helicopter. And it's this cool-ass shot of him in whatever city he's in. I forgot what city they said they were in. He's out there. Next you know it, Jeremy Irons, he's ready to present the Apple of Eden to the Templars, all the Templar leaders and stuff like that. And right when the Apple of Eden is doing this thing, oh, matter of fact, the funny thing with this Apple of Eden shit, they keep comparing it to a real apple. I remember when I saw that, I said, are y'all trying to fucking confuse casual people that don't fucking play the game? Or what are y'all doing with this apple? They had multiple times where a real apple was put in place talking about. And Michael Fassbender talking about, he's like, they were like, what you gonna do with that apple, boy? And he looked at him and was like, I'm gonna eat it. He takes a bite of the apple, and I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was like, wow, okay. Okay, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, shit. You know, I was heading to low stream it territory just because of the action sequences and Michael Fassbender trying. But fuck that. You don't get no participation award. This definitely getting a fuck it. I mean, it has no choice but to get a fuck it. I never thought I'd be saying this, but they finally made a movie of a property I actually enjoy, love, and want to see get better as it go along. And then actually a property where I think could make a badass movie out of, too, if you just stayed away from its fucking convoluted areas that those games get, which they Fox, I can't tell. I can't tell you how many properties Fox and fucked up that I like, okay? they just continue to ruin my fucking dreams and hopes of good properties coming out of that studio. Like, Fox is the ultimate fuck you P1 studio. It really is, because that studio just continues to fuck with my heartstrings. It really does. And I just sat there, and I wasn't angry watching the film. I just sat there and was just like, I wasn't bored because I wanted to see where it would go. I wasn't angry because I was just like, I guess in the back of my mind I was kind of expecting this or whatever. But as I sat there watching, I was just like, well, this was a fucking huge waste and loss of time here or whatever for people. But then, you know, I'm reading reviews and stuff like that, and it's one of those movies where it's not even bad to where I say you should go see it because it's so crazy on how it's bad. No, it's just bad and bland and it's not like it don't have any of those funny redeeming qualities or anything like that to where you can say, oh, it's so bad you got to see this or anything like that. So no, you get to this ending here, Jeremy Irons, he's showing the apple, and they end up, you know, Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard have another form of dialogue exchange here where he's telling her you should join us or whatever the hell it was. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. I'm not gonna lie, that shit just flew right over my head. I was just like, is she a good guy or bad? What is she? God damn it. Okay, we can't have this gray area shit right here now. Either you with the assassins or you're not. They end up assassinating his ass. The whole building leaves. Next thing you know, him and Michael Kendall Williams, they on top of a rooftop staring. And then they threw their hands up in the air and they about to jump off this roof. And it just cuts off. And he's just like, that's really all you had to say, huh? Well, damn. Fuck me in the ass hard. Wow. And when it just ended, it just felt like it just cut off. I was just like sitting there like, wow. The biggest problem with this movie, I said it last year, said it again. Well, one of the biggest problems. Not only is it trying to copy the game, but the problem is it's trying to cram 20 hours worth of gameplay from whatever game you want to say. It could be the first, second, third, hell, it could be Syndicate. I don't give a damn what game it is, any of the games. But those games are worth about a lot of hours, and this movie tried to cram so many of those hours into this less than 2 hour film, and it just ain't gonna fly. I'm sorry, it just wasn't gonna fly. And I had a lot of faith in this director too, because he worked last year with Marion Cotillard and Michael Fassbender in talking about Justin Curzel, and he worked with them with Macbeth. I enjoyed Macbeth a lot. It almost made my top 10 list. Like, right at number 10, it just got edged out. I forgot what film came out. I think it was probably The Big Short that came in there. But he worked on that one. And he also did a short called Blue Tongue back in, like, 2006 or something like that, which I enjoyed as well. But I think he definitely has a visual eye, but you can tell, he had a lot of things going against this director here, especially when it comes to, like, editing and the writing as well. I can tell you, Fox heavily fucked with this film. It's like so blatant that it's like thrown at the screen, and he's just like, yeah, I have a feeling this director didn't get to ensue the movie that he wanted to do, or because I've seen him do this style of filmmaking a year ago much way better and handled really well, and here it was just so half-assed and handed. You just didn't give a fuck about nothing that was going on. I was caring at first, but then the more they just started talking about shit that I just didn't know what the hell they were talking about, I just lost interest and said, yeah, fuck it. Just like my rating, fuck it. So, people, hey, if you're a fan of this game series, I would love to know what you thought about this film, because coming from a huge fan, I can hear the people now.
You said you were a real fan. You ain't no fan. You're a fucking fake fan, bitch.
And I'm like, call me that, I guess. I really don't give a shit, to be honest. This movie was dog shit, so if you did see it and you enjoyed it, please, like always, comment in the comment section below and let us know your thoughts, because I just need to know what were the driving aspects of it to make you like this film. Because damn, this film sucked ass. This is my world.
I believe you are destined for great things.
Let's find out. This is my
world. We work in the dark to serve the light. We are assassins. Like this.